After learning about her views about the importance of access, I asked Viola about how she approached improving access for marginalized people and communities. Her response to that question provides us with a number of really useful tips that I think would be handy for anyone concerned with sustainability. Here's what she said.
Well, when I'm thinking about my work right now, the primary work I'm thinking about is teaching. So with teaching, one of the things, a lot of my students come into the classroom with various experiences of privilege and oppression. And one of the things I really try to do in my class is make sure that it's a space where everybody can come with all of their full selves to the class, and we can all learn from each other. One of the things that I try to do when curating my class materials, for instance, in terms of helping to train these future urban planners, is to emphasize to people that not a lot of communities have had access to formalized Western education systems. And so I encourage my students to think about the fact that if we're saying communities were denied access to academia or were not interested in taking part in formalized academia as we know it, then how are we going to get all of our knowledge from journal articles?